He called me what? Say that with me. He called me, you know, he called me what? Salt and light. And I love the part friend. Amen. And then witness. We talked about it last week. But today, now look at that. You called me that. Come on. Jesus called me what? Now come on, stay with me now. Here we go. This is how we do church. Jesus called me sheep. And Raj is going to help us. Now this is me. Talking, certainly. I used to think sheep were stupid. And it's not because I don't like sheep, but we just think sheep are dumb. Now be honest and don't lie. There's a yes or no answer to this question. How many sort of thought sheep were dumb? It's okay to say it if you're being honest, okay? Which is most of us, okay, in this room. And I've even preached on sheep in the past. And a shepherd carries a crook and he carries this club and he beats them upside the head with it every once in a while and he throws it at them. That sounds like somebody stupid right there. Amen? Say, got to get beat upside the head with a club. You can't be that bright, right? Not necessarily. Let's look at it today. Jesus called me sheep. Okay? They are not stupid. And Jesus did not call me stupid. Say that. Jesus did not call me what? He didn't call me stupid. It makes no sense that he would call me light, and that's wonderful, and salt, and that's wonderful, and friend, that's incredible, and witness, that's powerful. But he called me sheep because he thinks I'm stupid? It doesn't make sense, guys. We've got to study that. What is that about? He called me sheep. Let's look at it. We're rolling this morning, and we're going to be in fast forward. We're going to learn some things this day. You're going to go home today going, oh my gosh, I know more about sheep than I've ever known in my whole life. Here we go. Some interesting facts about sheep. And this is Pastor Gary learning with you now. Don't think I knew all this stuff because I just thought they were stupid. Amen? Come on, here we go. Sheep have excellent memories. We're talking about they're not stupid, and nor are you. And Jesus never said that. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You matter to him. You have value. He gave his life for you. He loves you. Amen. So let's figure it out. Sheep have excellent memories. They can remember at least 50 individual sheep. Better than us, ain't it, sometimes? And can remember humans also, and they can do it for how long? Now, that's not like after 2 years they forget about them. No, that's after that sheep has been gone. They still have that memory of them for at least 2 years. Keep looking. They can remember unpleasant experiences. Can you? Something bad happened in your life? Isn't it something that it comes back so often? Haunts you sometimes? They're the same. Sheep show emotions, which can be observed by looking at their ears. Amen? Sheep make different vocal sounds to communicate their emotions. Do you do that? I do. Ah! We do it, don't we, say? He called us what? Sheep display and recognize emotions by what? Do you do that? Can you tell somebody by the face they got on, say? Can you tell that? Absolutely. They're known to self-medicate. How many do that? Come on. Probably too many of you. They're known to self-medicate when they have certain illnesses. They can eat specific plants that can cure them. And they know. I guess they're not as stupid as we thought, are they, say? Sheep's coming up in the world in this church today, ain't it? Come on. Sheep are highly independent from birth. How many had a baby? Okay, how many know that baby is independent from birth, say? Yeah, absolutely. Takes several years before they understand it ain't all just about them. Amen. Highly independent from birth, but sheep like to be in a group. Don't children love to be in a group, generally speaking? School's starting tomorrow for Sarasota County. That's where we live on that side of Englewood, down in the old town. Charlotte County started 2 weeks ago. So little Danny, she's going over in the four-year-old program, the four-year-old we have, she's got to go 2 weeks ago. She's so excited to be with her friends again. And Abby's been having to hang on. Now she starts tomorrow, and she's looking forward to meeting her new class and meeting her friends. Interesting. Female sheep use are very caring. They form deep bonds with their lambs. They even recognize their call or bleat when they wander too far away. How many mamas, that's the way you were, and the way you could hear your kid, and you knew your kid's sound. Let's see some hands in the house this morning. Are you listening this morning? I think Jesus hit it on the head when he called his sheep, didn't he? Interesting. They seem to represent what? Say it with me. Sincerity, gentleness, and compassion. That's worldwide. Sheep are a picture of that. You can study different cultures, and that's the way sheep are. You think that's a good thing for us as children of God? Sincere, gentle, and compassionate? I'd say so. So, let's keep talking. Sheep remember sheep and people. We've already seen that. Sheep show emotions. We're learning now. Sheep are what? Independent, but sheep like being in a group. Sheep are very caring. Sheep are sincere, gentle, and compassionate. How many? Let's go ahead right now and say, you've learned something already. Come on, see your hands. Look at us. That's the whole crowd. Anything we've seen so far stupid or not? Pretty powerful. But we're not done. Keep rolling. Sheep have a field of vision almost 360 degrees. If you look at a sheep, his eyeballs are different. They're not like right here. They're sort of this way. How many know that? Say. Yeah, they're a little bit over here. Which allows him to see behind him without turning his head. That don't sound stupid. How many would like to see that and know who's behind you without even having to turn around? Yeah, who would want that? So they've got incredible vision. Sheep flock. Okay, sheep flock. Sheep follow the what? One moves, they what? Which isn't always good. We're like that too sometimes. We like to flock, and sometimes we follow the crowd, which is a good thing sometimes. You've done it this morning. You've come to worship today. Beautiful. But sometimes you need to be careful who you're following. And just because the crowd's going that way, that's not the way to go. Amen. Doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you like to flock too. Okay? Sheep are social. They need to see other sheep. They exert extreme stress when they're unable to see the rest of the flock. And guys, we're the same way. Some people say, well, I don't like people. I like to be alone. There's something wrong. People need people. Say that with me. People need people. That's the beauty of Fellowship Church and churches on a Sunday morning in different times when people can get together. Beautiful thing about the ladies getting together and going out Saturday to a movie. You're just going to a movie. Hey, we need each other. We want to be with each other. Okay, so that's very, very important. Sheep need that too. And you know what? When you're alone, dealing with things alone, that stress just goes out the roof sometimes. But you can have somebody else share that stress with you, a friend or somebody. It's so much better, isn't it? Say, amen. Come on. Domesticated sheep, this is very important, cannot do what? They cannot survive in the wild. Sheep cannot survive in the wild. Very important to the message this morning. Sheep are a what? Prey animal. That means wolves, lions, you name it, come after sheep because they're a prey animal. Okay? They're a free lunch, okay? And sometimes maybe that's why we think they're stupid, because something's out there to get them and they can't really defend themselves too good. What's the Bible say about you and me? The devil goes about as a what? Roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? I think Jesus hit it on the head when he called us sheep. Are y'all all right so far? Keep looking. So Jesus called me sheep. Now sheep have incredible vision. We've already said it. They can see what? Almost 360 degrees. They can see behind them without even turning their head. But they have very poor, say it with me, depth. Does that sound like you? Sound like me? Sometimes we think we're all that. We think we've got all the answers. We even so stupid to say stuff like this. Oh, I'm a good person. I believe one day I'm a bit a good person. One day I'll go to heaven because God will look at me and say, you were a good person. Come on in.
That's not much depth right there to think a holy God is going to look at you and because you picked up your neighbor's mail, free pass, and he's going to say your son, his son that died on the cross, oh, you don't need him. Not very smart, is it, say? We say stuff like, you know, all roads lead to heaven. And the Bible says it doesn't. Sometimes we have poor depth perception. We need wisdom. Say that with me. We need. Say it one more time. We need. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding. We have very poor depth. Have you ever made just a dumb decision? Let me see your hand. I mean, that was the dumbest thing I ever did. Dumb decision. You didn't have depth perception, did you? How many would raise your hand and say, I didn't have very good depth perception on that? I made some bad choices, man, and it's on me, and I didn't see it. I think he hit it on the head, didn't he? Sheep. Not stupid, no. But of all the animals on the planet that he could call us, he called me sheep. They have to examine things closely. You'd be wise if you'd do that more in your life. Amen. Say. How many of you did a deal and you really got taken? Can I see your hand? I did a deal and I got taken. Probably done better if you'd examined it closely, wouldn't you? Absolutely. They don't pick out small details well. That's why we call sheep dumb. There's the gate. Go through the gate, you dumb sheep. Can't you see the gate? It's right there. Well, it's because their eyes are doing this number, and they can see all the way like this. But because of that, they can't quite find their way as clearly to that gate. They don't have good depth perception, so therefore we call them stupid. They're not stupid, nor are you. They just don't have good depth perception. They avoid shadows. Do you like just being in the dark? Say. Don't you start feeling a little funky sometimes when it's getting a little bit late? Maybe you don't know the part of town. It's sort of getting shadowy out. How about when a big storm comes up like yesterday out of nowhere? Boom! The wind started in the sky. We're like that, aren't we? Say. Sheep are like that. They avoid shadows and sharp contrast between light and darkness. The Bible says that we're to men love darkness rather than light. Say that with me. Men love. Jesus wants us to help walk in the light. Okay? There's a dark side out there, and if you get on it, you can get on that path. I don't know anybody happy on that path. I do not know anybody. How many has been on that dark path, that dark side? That's not a happy place to be, is it? No. Okay? They're reluctant to go where they cannot what? The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. We are reluctant to go where we cannot see. Well, I can't see it. I don't understand it. I wasn't there. How do you know he died on the cross? I believe it by what? By faith. I'm going to heaven. Ain't seen it. I'm going. It's by faith in my Savior that I can see. You've had situations in your life you couldn't see your way through, but you hung on to faith and you made it. Let me see your hand. Come on. You made it. Amen. We're learning, aren't we? Come on. Sheep talk with Uncle Gary today. Sheep have excellent hearing. Excellent hearing. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, Jesus talking to the churches, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, right? They have excellent hearing, but they're frightened at loud noises. How many of you like that? A big bang, a big loud noise. Sure you are. Something happens, a big boom, you're in traffic and somebody has an exhaust. You know, or thunder sometime, you're out in the yard and out of nowhere. Boom! Yeah. Sure. Sometimes I frighten you, don't I? I'm loud. Sheep have excellent smell. They can locate water without even seeing it. They can smell it. It's interesting. The Word of God is called the water. The water. We're to be washed in the water of the Word. Do you have a nose for the Word of God? Interesting, isn't it? He called me sheep. They can differentiate between plant types and things like that with their nose. Here we go. Sheep generally move into the what? So they can smell what's ahead of them. Did you know the bite? So they move into the wind. They move into the wind. Why are you going in the wind, you dumb animal? Go this way where the wind can get behind your tail and push you. No, because they want to smell what's ahead. The Bible says about the church that we're carried to and fro with every wind of doctrine. We just get stuff and it pushes us along. We're so quick to absolutely sometimes not even believe our Bible because of somebody on TV or something they say or some new movement of God instead of the Word of the living God. Quit being pushed along by every wind of doctrine. Put your face toward it and smell it and see if it's true and see if it's right and see what's ahead. Pretty interesting, huh? He called me what? Sheep. A sheep's sense of touch, I think this is interesting, is limited to its lips and mouth. I love to eat. My tongue is alive. Amen. But there's something special. I'm telling you something. There's something special about having someone kiss your lips. Someone loves you. Someone cares for you. We're sort of like sheep, aren't we, say? We're very sensitive to having someone touch our lips. No, don't touch my lips. Get out of my lips now. It's a very, very, we're very sensitive there, aren't we? In our mouth, isn't it? You can get it on your hands. I can get it on my hands. I ain't put it in my mouth, right, say? Amen. So dirt and stuff and whatever you're outside working on a car, grease all over your hands. If you don't take the grease, you go. This is not as sensitive as this is, correct? Yes or no? We're like sheep. How many about ready to fall asleep on me on the sheep talk today? Sheep are generally docile, but rams or males are not. Especially during what? No, 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 no. When there's breeding season, mating season, no, 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 no. They're not very nice. They want the female. Does that sound like men? Yes or no? Now listen to me very carefully, please. A ram can never be trusted. Even if it's raised as a pet. A ram can never be trusted. Even so, if your kids say, can we get a ram, little lamb? We can have him at the house. No, get a dog. Come on. Petting a ram on the head often makes him think he's being what? Petting a ram on the head makes him think he's being. That's why I say it often. How many ever heard me say before, you know, I'm not here to pet you on the head. You ever heard me say that when I preach? I'm not here to pet you on the head. I love you, but I want you to be strong. Okay? You can, when you pet a ram on the head, even a little guy, on the head, it's innate in him that he's being challenged. Now keep watching this. So watch out. In the early 90s, I had a little farmhouse over in Fort Ogden, Florida, which is 40 minutes from here. Where's the Arcadia crowd this morning? Yay, they're right over here. Praise God for you guys. It's going towards Arcadia. I'd go over on Sunday night. After church, I'd spend Monday. Some days I'd shoot over during the week. Some days we'd go there and stay several days and drive back and forth to work. I had a donkey named Noel. Got her at Christmas, so we named her Noel. And I had a lamb named Bobo. Little Bo Peep, I don't know what to call the thing, named him Bobo. Well, until this week, I didn't realize it. Every time I'd go and check on that little lamb, he was so cute when he was little. Things have a way of growing up. You know that, right? So anyway, he's cute. But every time I'd go over there, I'd go with Mitch and, you know, the kids. I'd go in there and Bobo would, you know, Bobo never butted me. Bobo never butted me. Me and Bobo didn't hang out and I pet him on his head. No, we didn't do that. But Mitchell did. Ever since that thing was little, Mitchell would pet that sucker. Love on him. Isn't that what you think you should do, right? Every time Mitchell got in that pen, Bobo would knock a snot out of him. I'm talking Bobo. Boom! Mitchell's way over there. I picked up that Bobo many times by his horns and by his head and thrown him across the fence. See why I think they're stupid, you understand? And it was because Mitchell petted him on the head. And he always saw Mitch as a challenge. Isn't that interesting? Poor Mitch is down the Keys. Don't know this now. He just thinks he's not liked. Here we go. You want to bring back bad memories? Say Bobo to Mitch. Go, Bobo. See what he does. This is important. Sheep cannot right themselves from certain positions. They can't get back up. You ever been like that? If one is on its back for more than an hour, he'll die. How many of you have been on your back, life hit you hard, and if it wasn't for somebody helping you up, you wouldn't be up? Can I see your hand? He hit it on the head when he called us sheep, didn't he? Wow. I love this. Jesus called me sheep. Sheep are actually humble. They're actually humble, guys. They're actually humble. They're not what? No, sheep are meek. They're not stupid. Did Jesus call us to be humble? Yes. Did he call us to be meek? Yes. He never called us stupid or to be stupid. Did we learn? Well, we're not done. Hang in here. Sheep are very much like us. They have a sense of self and individuality. They can work together as a group. They feel emotions such as love, loss, and jealousy. They mourn the absence of individuals, sheep and others. Listen to this. Say that with me. Sheep actually prefer a smile to a scowl. Aren't we like that? Just make an ugly face at me and I'm happy. No. Smile at me. If you got teeth, show them. Say that with me. If you got, show them. The world needs to see a smile, not a scowl from the church. The church has been mean far too long. Are you listening to me? To be kind, to be loving, to be smiling, to care for people, to reach out to people. If we don't do it, who in the world's going to do it? He called me sheep. Sheep are prey animals, and we're fixing to turn the message. And we're turning now, the last few minutes. They need a what? Say it with me. They need a... They're prey animals. They need a shepherd. I'm also a prey animal. I need a shepherd. Gary left to himself is not a good situation. Me making my own decisions on what I think apart from God's word is not good for Gary. It's not good for you either. We need a what? Let's talk about it. I'm going to switch it now. Psalm 23. Without getting into too much detail, this week, on Tuesday night, I'd had dinner with Kim's folks. I come home and I'm brushing my teeth in the mirror. I don't know how you brush your teeth, but after I deep brush my teeth, I look at me. And part of my smile wasn't there. It was up on this side and it was down on this side. My eye won't blink. I'm spitting out my toothpaste. It's getting all over me. I'm swishing my water. It's coming all over. What's wrong? My left side of my face isn't working. So immediately I thought I'm having a stroke. I don't know what I got. All I know is I got some problems. So I go to the emergency room. I pop two aspirin. And I go to the emergency room. They hook me all up. Whatever. Everybody. Tuesday night. The neurologist comes in on a screen because Inglewood didn't have our local neurologist, so he's on his big TV screen talking to me. He says, it sounds like you have Bell's palsy. But I had pain in my shoulder, in my back. I have back pain all the time, tingling in my leg going to sleep. So they rushed me, transported me up to doctor's hospital for an MRI. So I spent a night in the hospital. They thought I might have bleeding on the brain. When I was in that MRI, I've done many MRIs. I don't like them at all. But especially when you know they're scanning your head and you cannot move. Because if there's a bleed, I want them to find it. But then that stress. How many ever had an MRI? Good grief. Guess what I quoted? Say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. Say it with me, just with me. Follow, here we go. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I know a lot of Bible. Don't know it all. I need to learn a whole lot more. But of all the Bible I know, what did I say? Oh, and I didn't get this message till Thursday. This was Tuesday, Wednesday. What did I say in that tunnel, not knowing what's happening? The Lord is my shepherd. Boy, he picked a good thing when he called a sheep, didn't he? How many have ever quoted the Lord's this 23rd Psalm when you were hurting? Can I see it? Yeah, let's thank Him for that. Yeah, that is in the Bible. Come on. So, He is my shepherd. And again, we're going to rush to a close here, Raj. I know it's tough, but we're going to do it, buddy. Psalm 23 is an incredible shepherd psalm in the Old Testament. But if you want to know about the shepherd, if you want to know about sheep, go to John 10. And I'm going to do that with you the next couple of minutes. Go do it pretty quick. My shepherd is Jesus Christ. Say that with me. My shepherd is Jesus Christ. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now see what you've learned. See if this passage will now come a little bit more alive to you because you've learned about sheep. Verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Okay? Jesus Christ is my shepherd. My shepherd, Jesus Christ, is the door. He calls himself the door. There's so many people out here and so many voices, this religion, that religion. There's one door. His name is who? His name is Jesus. Verse 2, he that enters in by the door is the what? He called you sheep. You need to put your faith in Jesus Christ. Quit putting your faith in yourself. Or in some false religion, or whatever you learned from wherever. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? Saved. That's what the Bible says. Listen, the Bible says in Hebrews that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to what? Lie. We might have a strong consolation who had fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope that is set before us. Which hope we have is an anchor of your soul. Get a real anchor. Get Jesus, man. Both sure and steadfast, which enters within the what? The veil. Only God accepted Jesus, his offering, his sacrifice. Have you put your faith in Christ? You need a shepherd. Are you listening to me? I need a shepherd. He is the shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you, the Bible says, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Keep looking. He made himself of no what? He took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he did what? He humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Keep listening. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted who? Jesus. And given him a name that's above every name. We sang two songs that said that today. That at the name of Jesus, the name of Confucius? No. The name of Mohammed? Not at all. Period. You understand that? Yes or no? Say. At the name of who? Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things under the earth, and things under the earth. Jesus Christ, do you know Him? And that every tongue, not my tongue, I'm going to tell you something one day, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It will happen. He is the only shepherd. Do you know that? Nail it! Sheep that we call dumb, they know their shepherd. They know their shepherd. They know His voice. Do you know His voice? How old are you going to be before you know Jesus? Come on, get with the program, man. Put your faith in Christ. Are you hearing me today? I need a shepherd. What are you going to do when you're in the MRI tunnel? What are you going to do when life's looking at you and you're facing death? Say, you go, now lay me down to sleep. Don't you want to know Jesus? Yes or no? Okay, got to get my horoscope, see if today's the day I'm going to die or not. You need a shepherd. You listening? Say. My shepherd's voice I hear. We're just reading through John 10 a little. To him the porter opens and the sheep hear his what? Can sheep hear pretty good? My shepherd calls me by name. He calls his own sheep by what? Is it making clearer sense now why He called you sheep? My shepherd leads me out, and He leads them what? Why do lead? Because they don't have very good depth what? Nor do we. We need His leadership in our life. My shepherd goes what? He puts forth His own sheep, and He goes before them because they're an animal of prey. That shepherd's out there. Don't you want Jesus in front or you want Him in behind? Keep putting Him in the back. Make Him the back of your life. You can have a whole better life if you put Him in the front of your life. Go with the wind, baby. Go into the wind. He's right out front going into the wind for you. Stay with Him. My shepherd, I follow. And the sheep follow Him, for they know His what? How do I know God's voice? The Word of the living God. There's a bunch of mess out there today. So many voices talking. How can you distinguish true and false? God's Word. Keep looking. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. Are we told to flee from the devil? Did the Bible say that? Did it say that? It said that. For they know not the voice of who? Strangers. Man, you need to quit. You need to sometimes get some of these strange voices out of your head. And some of the strange stuff we're reading, putting into us, thinking, follow Him. Amen. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily I say unto you, I am the what? I'm the door of the sheep. So Jesus is my shepherd. He is the door. All other doors are what? I'm glad you're getting this today. Good. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. The sheep did not hear them. All of the doors are dead ends. All must come through Jesus Christ to be saved. How do you know that, Clark? It's what the Bible says. Look at it. I ain't even skipped a verse. Not yet, I don't think. I am the... By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? And shall go in and out and find what? You can live life the way you want to. You can live it on your own. Or you can put your faith in Christ and follow Him. And you're going to find you something to eat. You're going to find pasture. You're going to have a good life. Didn't say you're going to be rich, but you're going to be contented. You're going to have peace that passes understanding. My shepherd gives me what? This great verse, you know. And I see it all misused all over TV so many times. They're going to give me the abundant life. Going to make me wealthy. They're going to make me that. No, that's because they don't understand their shepherd. You ever seen a rich sheep somewhere? Say. Wearing bling. You ever seen that? Say. Sheep driving whatever. Say. Get back with the program. Listen, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, destroy. I am come that they might have, and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ wants to take care of you, wants you to follow Him, make good decisions, be a good father, be a good husband, be a good son, be a good daughter, be a good wife. Be the best you can be because you know Him and you're following Him. Make good decisions. Be in a place where you're not getting taken advantage of, where you have depth in your life. Is that a good shepherd? That's what he wants for you. My shepherd is good to me. I am the good shepherd. Say this with me. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives us what? Who else gave their life for you? Nobody but Jesus. It's funny how so many perverted religions, when you start to study them, you see the sin and the craziness. You see Jesus come as a lamb led to the slaughter. You see Jesus come humble and meek and give his life for the sheep. You see Jesus come and he did not take his face away from the cross in Jerusalem. He kept going in the face of pain and opposition, even in the garden. He said, Father, not my will be done, but yours be done. That's the shepherd I want. You listening? Come on. My shepherd is always with me. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who's on the sheep or not, he sees the wolf coming. Guys, I want the shepherd. I don't want just a hired hand. This life's too hard for me just to hire it out to somebody. I need God in my life. You hearing me today? Listen, a hireling and not the shepherd, who's on the sheep or not, he sees the wolf coming and he does what? Leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them because they're an animal of prey and scatters the sheep. Doesn't this come alive now to you, or am I the only one that's getting it today? The hireling flees because he's a hireling and he does not care for the what? For the sheep. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus cares for you. He loves you. Okay? He's not out to get something from you. He gave everything for you and me. You see the difference? Yes or no? Remember that. Remember that. When you're thinking faith and putting your faith in, put your faith in Christ. Oh man, no. All roads don't lead to heaven because there ain't but one road, Jesus. All doors don't lead to heaven because there ain't but one door, Jesus. It's up to you if you go through it. My shepherd knows me and I what? I'm the good shepherd and I know my sheep. Wait a minute. And I'm known of who? Sheep can remember 50 other sheep and humans, even if they ain't seen them for 2 years. Do you know the Lord? I'm riding here this morning. I don't like to go slow. But now they got that 35 or whatever out here on the boulevard. And 2 weeks ago, they pulled me over. Right after church, be careful. And I said, do you know Larry Pilato? Do you know Scott Clemens? I said, I had lunch with the sheriff a couple of weeks ago. Thank God I got out. Amen. Come on. Here we go. But as I'm riding this morning, the shepherd is talking to me. And instead of me being upset because of the slow speed, he touches my heart and says, you're going to worship Gary. Slow down. You're going right out there to that campus. Now everybody that comes here has to slow it down a little before they get here to worship the Lord. I think that was a good voice from the shepherd this morning. Not just to not get a ticket, but Gary, this is the day the Lord has made. Slow it down. My shepherd's Father is God Almighty. Now that's the thing you got to ask these other folk, these other false religions. Who's the daddy? Who's your daddy? I don't want to be ugly, but Muhammad, who's your daddy? Hello? My Savior's daddy is God Almighty. You hear me? Yes or no? My shepherd's dad, father, is God Almighty. What shepherd you want? I want the one whose father is God Almighty. And there ain't but one, for God so loved the world. He gave his what, son? As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Keep going, Raj, I'm getting off. My Father really loves Jesus. Look at it. Therefore doth my Father love me, Jesus says, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Did he take it back up out of that grave? Yes or no? No man takes my life from me. That's what Jesus said to Pilate and to his others. No man takes my life from me. I lay down my life. I give my life. I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I got power to do what? And by the way, this was before he died and resurrected. This was written before. Did he do it? Yes. This commandment have I received of my Father. So my Father really loves him. And here I'm ending the message. My Father really loves who? Say that scripture with me now. Here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have. Wow. Jesus, say it with me, church. Jesus called me. One more time. Jesus called me. I call him my shepherd. My shepherd. Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. That was a good word today. Amen.